This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Grand Junction leaders will not ban tents from city parks after the city council voted down a proposal last night. Councilmember Jason Wynn.
If I was sitting as a layperson in the city with the closure of Whitman, with what's happening at Emerson, it just feels like we're consistently on a regular basis trying to push people around. Whether or not that's our intention, that's what I would think if I was on the outside of city operations.
Overnight camping is already banned in Grand Junction, except in cases when shelters are full. It's been 20 years since voters approved tax funding for an initial rail line from Denver to Longmont. The project has been plagued with funding issues. Now, a new plan for the long-awaited Northwest Commuter Line would help tap into federal money by combining two train proposals. CPR's Dan Boyce explains the partnership between RTD, CDOT, and the Front Rail Passenger Rail District could recategorize the old proposed commuter rail line to an intercity passenger rail service.
Now, the Front Range Passenger Rail District believes if they extend that service up to Fort Collins, the train would be eligible for expanded federal funding. The new route is part of a report that's exploring ways to accelerate the implementation of the train.
The Front Range Passenger Rail Network could eventually run from Fort Collins all the way to Trinidad. The former Aurora police officer convicted in Elijah McClain's death has filed an appeal. An Adams County jury found Randy Rodema guilty of negligent homicide and third-degree assault in McClain's death. This is CPR News at 6:06.